Wisconsin is one of five states that imposes tight restrictions on the sale and purchase of pepper spray. Senator Frank Lissay is backing a bill that would eliminate most of those restrictions. A spokesman for Lissay's office, Robert Kovac, says the state's current regulations prevent people from buying one of the more popular pepper spray containers. It's shaped like a cell phone.
So that an attacker may think that the person is just going to hand them the phone that they're demanding, and boom, they can get away. Not available in Wisconsin. They consider that a camouflaged container because it looks like something other than a pepper spray container.
Another backer of the bill, State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld, says the combination of new laws allowing more people to carry concealed guns and the tight rules on buying pepper spray, the state may actually be encouraging more gun violence.
In some ways, they are discouraging people from using them and kind of making people lean towards the more lethal method, which would be, of course, using concealed carry and using a handgun. By making pepper spray canisters easier to obtain, we can actually reduce the incidence of firearm use for defensive purposes.
The bill would also remove the restrictions on buying large cans of pepper spray, like those recommended for warding off an attack by a bear. The current rules prevent retail stores in the state from selling those larger cans. If approved, the bill will still require that pepper spray only be used for self-defense and prohibit its use against police officers. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.